From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. President Obama took part in an impromptu climate change meeting today, aimed at building support for at least a tentative climate deal at next month's summit meeting in Copenhagen. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The previously unscheduled climate talks took place on the sidelines of an Asian-Pacific economic meeting going on in Singapore. 19 world leaders took part in the session, including the Prime Minister of Denmark, who flew in at the last minute to attend. Denmark will host next month's climate summit, and U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor Mike Froman says world leaders are anxious that meeting succeed in producing at least a political agreement on limiting greenhouse gases. Such an agreement could serve as a first step towards a more binding legal agreement down the road. President Obama urged his fellow leaders not to let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Also at the climate meeting, Chinese President Hu Jintao, who will meet privately with Mr. Obama in the coming days. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Singapore.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is using newly granted congressional authority to block the release of more photos of foreign detainees abused by their U.S. captors. The Obama administration says the disclosure of the photos could endanger U.S. troops in battle. The ACLU had sued to make the photos public, and a federal court had rejected the government's previous arguments to block the release. Last month, President Obama signed a new law allowing Gates to block the release of the photos. Almost 200 items belonging to Bernard Madoff, whose $65 billion Ponzi scheme was the largest in U.S. history, were auctioned off in New York today, bringing in more than $1 million. Most items went for double their estimated value. A New York Mets jacket with the name Madoff on the back went for 20 times its estimated value. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
The auction, run by the U.S. Marshals and held at the Sheraton Hotel in New York, included 40 watches belonging to the Madoffs, 17 of them Rolexes, furs, artwork, jewelry, and some odd items like a boogie board and that blue satin New York Mets jacket, which went for $14,500. A few items went for less than their estimates. The most expensive Rolex was valued at $75,000 to $80,000, but went for $65,000. It cost $250 to bid in person and $1,000 to bid online. Proceeds from this and many other auctions will be divided among his victims. On Tuesday, three boats, a yacht, and a Mercedes will be auctioned in Fort Lauderdale. Madoff was sentenced to 150 years in prison. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
FBI agents spent about 4 hours today at the Cleveland home of a suspected killer looking for more human remains. 50-year-old Anthony Sowell is being held on a $6 million bond on five preliminary charges of aggravated murder. Officials say Sowell lured women to his house and then allegedly strangled them, leaving their bodies in his house or buried in his backyard. Officials have already found the remains of 11 women at the site. This is NPR News. Rampaging drug cartel gunmen have killed 15 people in just one day in the Mexican border city of Juarez, as James Blears reports.
Those shot Friday included a 7-year-old boy who was in a truck with his father and three women who were gunned down in separate incidents. Juarez, which is just across the border from El Paso, Texas, is caught in the crossfire of a turf war between three rival drug cartels who are feuding for narcotic supply routes into the United States. So far this year, the violence has claimed more than 1,700 lives in Juarez in a population of just under 2 million people. The Mexican government's already sent more than 5,000 federal police and troop reinforcements, but business leaders are now appealing to the United Nations to send peacekeepers. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
The Associated Press is reporting that the Obama administration is looking at purchasing a prison in northwest Illinois to hold some of the detainees from the Guantanamo Bay detention facility. The AP source says no decision has been made yet on a 1,600-bed facility in Thomas, Illinois, along the Mississippi River. The state of Illinois built the prison about 8 years ago, but budget problems have prevented it from being fully operational. The facility currently houses about 200 minimum security inmates. President Obama is asking Congress to delay its own investigation into the shootings at Fort Hood, Texas. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama said he wants federal law enforcement officials and military investigators to have time to complete their work on the case first. The president says officials must uncover what steps could have been taken to avert the tragedy. He also says if there was a failure to take appropriate actions before the shootings, there must be accountability. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News in Washington.